How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Tomorrow is the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw as we lead into the SummerSlam pay-per-view. We can talk about that. On Friday, we noted that Stephen Amell had an accident as he was training. He was doing some cleans or something. Something involved pulling the bar up towards his chin, like an upright row or a clean or whatever. And he cracked the bar on his jaw, bit his tongue, and cracked his jaw, apparently. He is back training again, so it looks like the match is still on at SummerSlam. The mixed tag match, Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett against the Red Arrow and the Green Arrow. Of course, Brock Lesnar and Undertaker is the main event of the show. We could talk all about that. And last night, it was the finals of the G1 tournament. Nakamura and Tanahashi, they had one of the great matches of this or any recent year. A tremendous match they had last night in the finals. We'll talk to Mike Sempervivi about that. I watched the entire show. So if you want to talk about the G1 tournament, apparently there were some great matches earlier this weekend as well, involving AJ Styles, among others. So if you saw any of those and want to give any suggestions for what people should watch, you can call in today and do so. Of course, New Japan World is the New Japan version of the WWE Network. It is 999 yen per month, which comes out to about $8.30. So if you signed up 1 month ago for $8.30, you got access to the entire G1 tournament, which is an amazing bargain. We're going to be joined by Mike. We'll talk about that. Start taking phone calls a little bit later on. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking phone calls here today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. We got all sorts of people on the line. Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Danny Hernandez. How are you?
What's up, Danny?
And first, I want to say in your review of Ultima Lucha, you had one head of a line using, so you said, like, the Black Lotus used the D-Mock and the Death Touch to kill Dragon Azteca.
The D-Mock, that's right.
The Death Touch. But my question is, because Angelico and Jack Evans, they were on MLW radio with Conan, and they brought up the question, like, because they said, like, there were some pretty incredible dark matches that they filmed, and they asked Conan if they probably put it on YouTube, and he was like, hopefully, because there were some great matches, some of these dark matches that would be pretty good to have. My question is, since Lucha Underground isn't doing nothing until next year, couldn't they release these dark matches like on El Rey or on some sort of website to keep the fans, get something to fans' taste before next year? Or is that possible?
I mean, I'm sure they could do whatever they wanted. I want to thank you very much for the call. I've not heard anything in that direction, but I mean, there's no reason they couldn't. I have no answer other than there's no reason they couldn't.
I think if I'm them, I keep those in the vault until you have another deal announced, because it's going to be so long as you tape vignettes and you do the filming of the show and you get everything together. And by the time you get it done, it's going to be a long time from the time the show has ended now. It's going to be a long time before we see what would be a full-scale season two. So I think holding on to those until you get something, actually announced and going, you can roll those out later on and kind of lead them into the season two. And if it doesn't happen at all, keep them in the vault and hold it off for a Netflix or a DVD release of season one.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, you are on the Sports Byline. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
Not much. Last night's New Japan show was pretty epic. I loved it. It was my first time watching it. And I just wanted to say that, this month I think might be one of the best months to be a fan of pro wrestling. In general, you had the Ultima Lucha, now with the G1, and you still got NXT and SummerSlam coming up. So I'm thinking this might be one of the best months of pro wrestling in a long time.
You're right. You're right. And last August as well, with the G1 last August and all of the NXT stuff they were doing then. I want to thank you very much for the call. August has been a very, very good month to be a wrestling fan. And on top of that, it's not just August. I mean, if you have been a wrestling fan over the last, 2 years? I mean, between New Japan on Access, New Japan World, the WWE Network, NXT, WWE, Lucha Underground. I mean, there's so much good wrestling out there.
ROH TV.
ROH on Sinclair. I mean, we're not in a boom period from a business standpoint, because business-wise, I mean, there's still a lot of issues. The SmackDown rating this week, it's funny. I guess Everett is better than Portland. They always look at weird reasons why ratings are down, and City is sometimes called into effect, even though 99% of fans watching television don't care where the show's emanating from. But SmackDown died a death in the ratings this week. I mean, it was way, way down. But, I mean, business-wise, it's not like these low ratings are hurting WWE at all. I mean, it may hurt them when it's time for a renewal. But business-wise, WWE is doing great. They're making tons of money. And as a fan, while we're not in a business boom period, we are in an artistic boom period. And it's great.
And one you didn't mention there that should be mentioned is Evolve, which is always the one that gets forgotten about, but the WWNLive.com, setup that Gabe Sapolsky has is great to access a lot of different things. And when you look at their group with Zack Sabre Jr. and Timothy Thatcher and Chris Hero, and for at least right now, Johnny Gargano and Biff Busick and Rich Swann, I mean, they have guys that can go, Drew Gulak, and they have faced off against each other. And granted, it's been for PWG and sometimes for other places. But when you include all of this into the mix, yes, you have to pay for it. Yes, you sometimes have to go out of your way or try a new or a different technology. But anybody that can complain right now is out of their minds, or they're trolling, or whatever, because whether it's AAA on YouTube, CMLL, a number of different ways, or any number of different promotions from around the world, you have more access now to things than ever, and more chances to support them directly than ever as well, too.
Bert Rangel, bless his heart, has tweeted out the link to the Instagram of Catwoman last night. I have tweeted it out to the world. You can all thank Bert, as I have vigorously here. Let's go to the Parts Unknown line. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed, and I want to thank Bert, too.
Thank you, Bert.
And, Brian, I don't know. There's some big news that came out Friday, but I never heard you or Dave report it, and that is that the WWE new NXT T-shirts, including featuring one blue pants. What are your thoughts on this breathtaking news?
Breathtaking, Ed, is the best way that I can term it. My breath has been taken away knowing that there are new Blue Pants T-shirts out. Hey, it's great for her.
I do have a serious question about these new NXT T-shirts, and it's not just the ones that came out Friday. It seems like a pattern that, by large, these are like the most horrible looking T-shirts and designs. I think kindergartens could actually do better jobs. Why do you think the NXT shirts are so bad?
I don't have an answer for you, Ed, but I'm glad you mentioned that, because I didn't want to be the guy to have to say that the Blue Pants T-shirt is ungodly, ungodly terrible. It is a shirt.
I did order one.
And there's a pair of blue sweatpants on it. She doesn't even wear sweatpants.
And then but the wacky print on the back that says, like, 70s style, not 70s. I don't even know how to describe the font that says Blue Pants. But I think it's a little bit of the whole wacky T-shirt thing, just like, a picture of Canada that says America's hat or something. I think they're trying to play, wacky, like you'd see on the boardwalk in the summertime, goofy shirt. And I think to that audience, Ed bought it. I mean, they are into supporting their people. And I think they're trying to do a little bit of a takeoff on some of those goofball type of shirts.
Well, they've successfully taken, they are very bad. I want to thank you very much for the call, Ed. I'm sure that Blue Pants is very, very thankful.
This girl's Instagram, the Yujiro girl, is Muffin030Ass.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's
There's plenty
apropos.
Of pictures of it.
John, you are on the byline. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to comment on a lot of the great stuff that there is out there. I discovered that Rev Pro deal out of England, who's one of New Japan's partners. I love one of the matches they've got booked upcoming, the Stone Pitbull, Tomohiro Ishii, and Big Damo. Man, you want to talk about two guys that are just going to be incredible watching these two monsters just slam into each other. It's really a great time now for wrestling fans. You couple in WN Live with the Evolve group. You couple in New Japan. And I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to be too harsh on the Tenryu and Okada match. Granted, I don't think it's probably the best match for Tenryu, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, John. Yes, there is great wrestling everywhere, as we noted. And I just pray. Forget all of the others. I just want Lucha Underground to come back. It's all I want.
Know. It's so sad.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when they shut down my Mongolian grill. I mean, people, honest to God, think that I'm just like joking around or something like that, but it's really, it sounds...
This is part of your daily routine.
Yeah, this sounds so stupid, but it has affected me. Like, I'm really sad that it's gone, and every day I drive by and I'm like, I feel like that with Lucha Underground. There's my crying gimmick for that guy that called earlier. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, do you know what this clicking noise is right here?
I don't. I'm too into to hearing Rocky IV themes.
It's me shutting down Muffin Ass's Instagram because I was so distracted.
Do you mind if I leave mine open?
No, you got to shut that thing down.
Oh, fine.
It's very distracting. Let's go to Tan the Man. Tan, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, Mike. It's good to hear you all. Yours truly has returned to grace my presence on your show once.
Is this low key?
No, but he is a close friend of mine.
Okay, Tan, what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, two really quick things that I know time is probably limited, of course. First thing, of course, Lucha Underground. Yeah, I got a chance to finally watch it on YouTube, the season finale because unfortunately I don't have that channel in my market. I was just like blown away. It posed a thought though. You know, is there any possibility if they couldn't get back on the El Rey network and they could shop around a deal, if MTV could be an option? Because look, they had Lucha Libre a few years back, and that was nothing really to write home about. And then a couple of years prior to that was Wrestling Society X, and we already know what happened with that as well. That was one question. And then the second thing is, you know, as an observation with Ring of Honor, since they've been on Destination America, I think the one constructive criticism I would say about them, if they could just spike up their ratings somewhat, if that they would just put more emphasis on putting better quality matches either in their opening match or their main event. Because even though as great as Ring of Honor is, people like The Kingdom and The Decade aren't doing them any favors when they start off their show with them.
All right, Tan. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. In terms of your first question/statement about maybe Lucha Underground going to MTV, I know that the Lucha Underground folks have made it clear that they did not spend the reported $20 million that Dave has stated for that season. They said they spent quite a bit less. But the reality of the situation is, whatever the number was that they spent, it was a lot of money. And if you have seen the MTV wrestling shows, the budgets were much, 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 much smaller. And Lucha Underground is Lucha Underground in large part because of the great budget. I'm not sure if you put Lucha Underground on MTV and you gave them a budget of $5 million for an entire season. I mean, the reality is you're not getting Lucha Underground. And the other deal is the El Rey tie-in with Robert Rodriguez. I mean, you take Robert Rodriguez and his production company and everything out of Lucha Underground, and again, you're not going to get Lucha Underground. So to get what we had, we need that production company and we need a big budget. And without those two things, you could have a product, but you're not going to have Lucha Underground.
And the worst part is, the XFL actually, I don't know if they didn't invent the spider cam, I wouldn't think, but they utilized it. And then when the XFL went under, it's not like there was a lot to take from it, but the NFL took that spider cam and they started using it. Now it's a gimmick for every single football game out there. There's always, in fact, ESPN for college football on ESPN3 will have an alternate view of the game with just using that camera. That's it, the one that just slides up and down the field. And you look at all the things that Lucha Underground did to revolutionize wrestling or to take wrestling and move it in a different direction, something we've all hoped and wanted, but they had the money to do it. And unfortunately, there's no NFL out there if Lucha Underground does go away to take those pieces and apply them. Only the WWE could do it. And while they have the executive producer and the chief cook and bottle washer or whatever the, you know, Vince McMahon's, you know, role is, head booker, head man, the man in charge, until that changes and fades out and they get some new ideas in there, we probably won't see those things that were so great on Lucha Underground applied to WWE. And then when it comes to everybody else, they just flat can't afford to do it. Ring of Honor couldn't do it. TNA couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. So it's unfortunate if we don't get a second season that all of these things that made Lucha Underground great and really seemed to take wrestling in a different direction and were fresh new ideas that really worked and really clicked, we may never see those again, or we may never see them for a long time if we don't get a season two, and that's a killer.
Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Wisconsin.
What's up, Dave?
So I watched 16 out of the 19 nights of the G1 live.
Wow.
And I'm still very disappointed that Shibata has not been awarded the briefcase yet that he so rightfully deserves. And why have they not given us the Nakamura and AJ Styles singles match that has never happened before? They've only met once, and it was like back in 2008. It was a tag match between like Kurt Angle and Nakamura versus AJ Styles and Tanahashi.
Well, there's a decent possibility that maybe you'll see that match at the Dome this year.
For a title or just a special singles match?
I don't know.
It could just be a special singles match, which it won't matter if it's for a title or not. I mean, they know everybody that is a hardcore fan of New Japan. They all know that they have not faced off except for a G1 when AJ Styles was in TNA, and he was not entered in the G1. He was just in a tag match with Kurt Angle and with Tanahashi and Nakamura. They know that, and the match will happen at some point. AJ Styles is not going anywhere. And in fact, AJ Styles is probably going to be there long enough where we'll probably see a face AJ Styles. I'm not saying anytime soon, but I could definitely see a good guy AJ Styles apply his trade in New Japan before all said and done, because people are dying to cheer him. They love booing him right now, but they're dying to cheer him.
So when is Shibata going to get his big win, Mike?
Shibata doesn't need it right now, and I know people – look, I would love to see Shibata get a title shot too. You can wait for a long time because you can put Shibata in there with anybody and have great matches. It looks like they're going to be doing Shibata and Naito, which, I mean, my God, how great are those matches going to be? But when it comes to Shibata, at any point, it's like Minoru Suzuki. I'm not saying people will like this, but you could wait 5 years. It won't matter, because by the time it comes, people will be still wanting to see Shibata face off against whoever the champion is. It won't take that long. But you don't actually have to do that because Shibata is so special. Whether it was Shibata and Goto and Shibata and whoever else it is, he does not need a title match necessarily right now or before a Goto or some of the other guys who are out there.
Anything else, Dave?
All right. I just got to say, having watched all this, I was really down on Elgin at the beginning. Granted, it took me probably till the last day with Ishii to actually appreciate what he did. I really saw that he kind of grew into knowing how to work the crowd, because it seemed like he was just a caricature for like the first half of the G1, where I didn't even want to see him, where it's just like it felt like he was trying to play. He's obviously trying to be a tribute to Dr. Death Steve Williams from the robe down to a lot of his moves, but it just felt like he's what, 8 inches shorter than him, and he's trying to be almost a carbon copy. But I think finally he learned how to play more to the crowd instead of over-exaggerating everything. So I guess that's all I have to say about that, other than the one spot they went to almost every single match of every single night that I found irritating was overusing the 20 count on the outside, and then it would always get the 19 in almost every single G1 match, and then they jump into the last second. I know it's kind of common to do in WWE, but I hadn't seen it abused that much in Japan until this G1.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I do know that during the main event last night, it is the finals of the 2015 G1, and I think it was Tanahashi who was on the outside. Somebody was on the outside, and the ref is giving the 20 count, and it starts getting up to 17, 18. And when they're doing the count and it gets up to 17 and 18, it's not like in America where the referee's like, 7, 8, 9. Instead, it's like 16, 17, 18. They're like screaming. And I'm just sitting there thinking, the G1 Finals 2015 is not ending via countout. You know what I mean? It was like kind of a waste of a spot, in my opinion, because I guess they could have done it. I mean, you can do anything. But the idea that Tanahashi was going to lose the G1 Finals via countout at the 12-minute mark, I was like, I don't know about that spot.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's ludicrous, I guess, when you look at it that way. Although, the thing that New Japan has done at points in its past are, and Gato has continued this, always the surprise, whether it be Liger getting counted out quickly.
Yeah, that's a weird surprise.
I know, but it's, you know, the fact that it still will, it doesn't pop the crowd, you know, major or anything, but in a big match, in the flow of things, It did still get a reaction from the crowd, so there's still at least a little bit of something to it. Although, yeah, if you think about what these guys are hitting each other with, you know, the thought of being counted out, you know, especially when they do it so often on undercard matches and things like that, it is, I can see how you would say that.
We're going to hit calls for the final segment as well, everybody. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. We've also got Four other numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If I've not thrown those out in a while, I'm going to do that right now. So write these down. These work all the time. 425-488-0525, east of the Rockies. 425-482-1686. Parts unknown, 425-398-7353. And first-time callers, 425-398-7289. All of them, front page, WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the man himself is on the line, Jim in Virginia. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Two quick questions. Mike mentioned earlier that you could watch CMLL in the United States. I'd like to know where, because I really enjoy CMLL.
The best place to go is to the Cubs fan page, which I will tweet out there. But they have a show on Terra, which is available on YouTube. They have a show on Monday nights, which comes on about 10 o'clock or so Eastern time. That comes on YouTube as well, as well as being, depending on what your cable package is, you can pick them up on over-the-air affiliates as well, including if you have Azteca America, which is, I know there's an affiliate in the D.C. area, Jim. I don't know if there's one down by your way or not.
In Virginia?
Afternoons.
Well, you're better off looking on YouTube there, Jim.
That's it.
Well, I've got another question I was going to ask. There's a big rumor going around that Vince is trying to negotiate a deal with Destination America to put NXT on there. Is any truth to that?
I have heard that there is no truth whatsoever to that rumor.
Okay.
That makes zero sense to me. That rumor makes zero sense unless it's about getting on the Discovery Channel or having a plan to do something else with Discovery, because why you would want to pilfer anybody who you want to be paying for your network to put it on a channel which nobody has does not make any sense, again, unless there is some sort of strategic partnership with the entire company, which I would seriously doubt, since it would run directly in opposition to what they have with NBC Universal.
All right, Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. Check out all that stuff. The Cubs fans website is, I always go to cmllblog.com, but luchablog.com is another great address to use. They all go to the same place. So head up there, Jim, and get your fill of CMLL. Phone lines are open. If you want to give us a call, you know the numbers. Front page of WrestlingObserver.com. By the way, speaking of Ring of Honor, at the G1 show last night, Delirious was there in a suit and tie and mask and long goatee. And he cut a promo in broken English, basically saying that ROH was the number one company, the number one wrestling company, he said, in the U.S., and I guess since WWE is not considered
wrestling. Did he go Bruce Starp style and say ROH Ichiban?
He may have. He may have. He said they're the number one company in the U.S. for pro wrestling. New Japan, the number one company in Japan. Together, they're going to rule the world. And in 2016, he said, Ring of Honor is coming to Japan. He said they love Japan, they love the Japanese fans, they love pro wrestling, and the fans cheered and chanted ROH. And so if you're a New Japan fan, that's probably going to be something resembling the Fantastica Mania shows that they do with CMLL. But Ring of Honor mentioned a bunch of names, including Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong, heading to New Japan in 2016. So that was also news on the show last night. And as we mentioned but didn't talk a whole lot about, AJ Styles did pin the champion. He beat Okada with the Styles Clash. It was a six-man Okada, Michael Bennett, and Matt Taven against AJ Styles, Karl Anderson, and Doc Gallows. So AJ getting a big win there to set up, I'm sure, a championship match sometime in the fall. Although I'm not sure exactly when that will be, since we've already got Okada and Tenryu. And we've got Okada and Tanahashi at the Dome. What's the other big show besides those two?
What, besides the Dome show?
The Dome show and the November 15th show that the Tenryu match is on.
Those are, I think, the biggest shows. And I don't know if the Tenryu show is a Tenryu project show or if that's actually a New Japan show. If it's not, New Japan's usually in Osaka, if I'm not mistaken, in November. I'll double check and look that back up. December is usually like the Tag League, I believe it is. And the October show as well, too, is usually a big show.
So everybody's dream may come true as Jesse Ventura is, in fact, talking about potentially being a running mate for Donald Trump. What a ticket. Oh, my God. What next, Mike?
Don't ask that. As somebody pointed out, you know, this thing with Trump, I forget who it was on Twitter, said this thing with Trump would be funny except for the fact that two men who were in Predator went on to become governors of American cities or American states, and you look at it that way, well, who knows? And there could not be a better person for Donald Trump to partner up with than Jesse Ventura, because it's...
there could not be a better person, you say?
I don't think so, at least when it comes to ridiculous promos. Look, if anybody saw the debate with the Republicans that were on...
I've
on
heard
Fox,
some people did. 21 million of them.
Yes, and many of them watched it just to see what Trump would say. And here's a guy that actually...
He didn't do that well for The Apprentice.
Well, just like a great heel, you know, didn't really say much of anything, had no concrete issues, was insulting, was kind of just beat around. And if you know, he was pressed too much. Look, I'm just saying that politicians are stupid and some of these people are stupid. And that's all he really said. And there are some people that liked him more after it. So why not have the wackiest partnership that you could possibly have with people saying ridiculous things and have Jesse, the governor, Bobby Ventura, and Donald Trump running on a fine ticket. And I just want to know who else you could possibly add to this cavalcade of an office if Donald Trump were to win. Who would be your Secretary of State and your Secretary of Defense? Can you imagine the people he could pick?
Trying to think of a good Secretary of Defense that would be in UFC. Who's like a really, really horrible fighter, but they're hard to beat? That'd be my Secretary of Defense.
Let's see. A horrible fighter who's hard to beat. Well, Phil Davis is gone. Phil Davis wasn't that hard to beat, I guess, either.
Not Jake Shields. He just got beaten. Fitch. That'd be my Secretary of Defense. I have John Fitch. He'd be the guy there.
Somebody who's a heel or somebody who's just a big heel.
Do much of a promo, but I guess the Secretary of Defense doesn't do a lot of promos anyway.
We could turn this around. You know, I could easily see Don Fry, as long as they leave him alone. Can you imagine him patrolling the border and being the Secretary of Defense?
Honest to God, if Don Fry were Donald Trump's running mate instead of Jesse Ventura, they may win.
They would certainly. There's a portion of the base that those two men would certainly galvanize.
This person says that Zeus played the president in Fifth Element already. Trump's missing a golden opportunity. A Trump-Zeus pairing.
You know, speaking of Japan, you know who ROH... Well, not speaking of Japan at all, but let me shoehorn this in here. You know who ROH did not announce?
What do you mean did not announce? Last night?
Well, Delirious, yeah. I mean, they brought The Kingdom and Red Dragon and Roderick Strong and the Briscoes and Jay Lethal, and that's all great. I'm happy about all of that. Where is my main man, Stokely Hathaway, and where is Moose?
Well, you know, Moose may end up over there. I mean, he's I'm sure he's going to be on the list, and if he goes, then Stokely Hathaway will have a ticket there.
People would be going crazy for the Moose.
Hey, how about your main girl, the exotic, Mandy Leone?
Yes.
They'd be in love with her.
Oh, man, they could bring her over there to counterbalance Maria Kanellis.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect. You could have a three-way with those two and the cat lady of Muffin Ass.
Speaking of ladies, by the way, we'll speak of them respectfully here as I read the story from MMAfighting.com. Kimberly, and by the way, that's kin, as in next of kin, Kimberly Novaez, was expected to make her RFA debut next week against Jocelyn Jones Liebarger, but won't be able to step inside the cage. The Brazilian strawweight had some trouble cutting weight as soon as she signed her bout agreement to fight on August 21st and eventually found out that she's 6 months pregnant. When she did the math, Novaez realized she fought and won an MMA fight in Brazil while pregnant.
Wow.
She defeated Renata Baldan on May 17 to win the Noxy 115-pound title, and that day she was 12 weeks pregnant. We did a morphology ultrasound last week. The doctor said I'm 24 weeks pregnant, almost 6 months, and my baby is healthy and strong. I was worried because I trained hard, fought, cut weight. I suffered a lot to make weight for my last fight, couldn't dehydrate properly, and I was already training to fight again next week, but the doctor said everything is fine. She was pregnant and won a fight at 12 weeks.
The one at 12 weeks, if she goes back another 12 weeks, now, does that come from another celebration victory? Do we know that?
Could have been.
Record?
Wasn't mentioned in the story.
Well, hey, it's... Women stay active when they're pregnant. I certainly wouldn't suggest taking any punches in the gut, and I think there are a lot of things you need to be worried about, but it's not like, you know, it's not like you're stuck in bed for 9 months as soon as you find out you're pregnant or whatever it is. I mean, people are out there doing things, and women are out there staying in shape, still working, having to do a lot of things. So, Hey, congratulations to her, and hopefully everything goes well with the baby, and it seems like everything is fine, so this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
So this person says, the New Japan upcoming big shows are Destruction, which is in September, King of Pro Wrestling, which is in October, and Power Struggle, which is in November. So I guess they could either do Destruction or King of Pro Wrestling to do that Okada match with AJ Styles.
And they should. I thought it could come down to them in the finals. They could have faced off in the finals. Just because I still think they're due one more match to basically close the door on the chapter that is Styles and Okada, I think, for right now. Which, you know, they you could say they did it with the last match. They could certainly do it if they have another match, because I think Okada needs to beat Styles again. And it should just, again, put a period on what was one hell of a feud and really an impressive job of Styles and getting over.
Also in the news, as I mentioned at the very, very beginning of the show, we should update this. Stephen Amell, who is doing what I guess is not a mixed tag at SummerSlam. It is Stephen Amell and Neville against Stardust and Bad News Barrett. Amell was training the other day. We actually played some of the audio of him explaining this on the Friday show. He was doing some sort of power clean or something like that, and he yanked the bar into his own jaw. He bit his tongue and cracked his jaw. Now, I don't know if cracking means there's actually a crack, like a broken bone, or if he just, like, cracked it, like a figure of speech, but he was in some pretty bad shape when he was doing that that YouTube video, or the Facebook video, but apparently he is still in training. He's back there training again, so I guess the SummerSlam match is still on.
Well, he sent out a pretty cool, actually, picture, too, of Stardust versus the Arrow with a countdown to SummerSlam, a drawing that somebody had did for him, which was really, really cool. And there's been nothing about him not doing it. So we'll see if they play this into the storyline, because if he was a real worker and a real fan, much like Craig, who wouldn't have sold the fact that he was having a good time at that show, he would have said nothing and then been jumped by Stardust
exactly.
And Barrett.
He would have said that he got attacked by them backstage. We're going to head to a break. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of big things coming up. If you are listening to this on a replay, or if you'd like to know when you can hear this show on a replay, SportsByline.com. The entire schedule is up there. We have 19 hours per week, I believe, on the Sports Byline USA radio network. So if you want to find out when we air, when you can check it out, sportsbyline.com. Also, if you head to wrestlingobserver.com, you can always listen to the show through the front page of wrestlingobserver.com. We have a link to TuneIn Radio. If you have a smartphone, all you have to do is put the Sports Byline. Well, first you get TuneIn Radio. It is a free app, and once you get TuneIn Radio, search Sports Byline USA, and you can listen to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your phone. And we air Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, and daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Also on TuneIn Radio, you can put in Dark Matter, and you will get the Dark Matter Radio Network, also free, 24 hours a day. And tonight, Sunday night, every Sunday night on the Dark Matter Radio Network, I am up there at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, with a two-hour show, After Dark Radio, talking all of the strangest news you have ever heard, interviewing folks, talking about the paranormal and whatever. After Dark Radio, tonight, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, every Sunday, Dark Matter Radio Network, also linked up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We are out of here. We'll be back on Monday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, every single day for a full hour. I want to thank everybody at Sports Byline, Mike as always, and all of you, the listeners. We'll talk to you again after a while with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.